What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday hump day. Sorry, this is like the third hump day in a row. Theo hasn't been here, but I'm recording my audiobook after the show today, so I could not bring Theo because I'm a busy author.
That's true, and I guess that means, spoiler alert, Theo won't be on the audiobook.
I don't know. I wouldn't say anything so crazy.
I wouldn't rule anything out.
No, you know what? What happens in the booth doesn't stay in the booth.
And I just will say, like, if you wanted to do a dog audiobook, like, I know one boy who would listen to it.
It goes Bruno, little, it would go something like
Bruno
this.
Bruno Sweets.
Done.
Arf with no job.
Arf with no job. We have a big ass, juicy double show for you today. It's Wednesday, which means we have our famous, our beloved advice segment, Dear Toasters, where you can submit any sort of advice queries to deartoasters@gmail.com. We have the Bachelorette recap.
Afterdale.
See what happens. We have the Fast Five chock full of goodies.
We do.
And I did finish The Crown, but I know that you didn't, so I will do everything I can to not talk about it at every turn.
I'll steer you away. I will try to watch today as much as possible. I literally have
Did you watch any yesterday?
No, I've had such a busy week. Yesterday I had such a busy day. You know that. God bless you.
Excuse me.
You sneezed on it. It's true. You know that Bruno Sweets like keeps me on my toes all damn day long. But I just like had so much going on. I went to the Live Method yesterday and something so sad happened to me.
You fell?
Worse.
Oh.
I banged my head.
Oh shit. That's the fucking worst.
And there's no bruising or anything, but like it hurts to the touch. And it was
internal
just
bleeding.
Like, it was just so embarrassing.
Yeah. Like, that's like.
It hurt, but like it wasn't. What'd
you bang
pain.
It on?
So I was doing sit-ups while I held a kettlebell, and every time I sat up, I had to put the bell
oh
up.
My.
And on one of the ones up, it just like
a brushed. Kettlebell that like weighs 50 pounds. Do you think you have a concussion?
They have different weighted kettlebells.
Do you think you have a concussion?
No, I don't, because it didn't hurt that badly, but it was just like the shock of the pain and the embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like I was just like to Matt, like I need a second. I just went in a single tear. A single tear streamed down my face, but I don't think anyone saw.
That's the thing about like hurting yourself in public. The humiliation and the shame hurts way more than the physical, you know, bump or bruise.
And it's the shock of like, oh, wow, I was doing sit-ups and now I hit my head.
No, and it's the shock of like, I'm supposed to be like a coordinated adult. And I'm like just over here banging my head on things.
Yeah, it was quite shocking, but I powered through the rest of the workout.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's awful.
Yeah, it just sort of like colored my day and... Now, I woke up this morning and, like, when I was doing my makeup, like, I could feel the bruise on my head. But I think it's okay.
Hopefully,
yeah. But, you know, so far, so good.
Some of you on the YouTube channel might have noticed Jackie and I looking extra fabulous.
Extra toasty.
In some new merch that might look familiar from last holiday drop. We have revamped our Toasty Lights best-selling, internet-breaking, Jonas Brothers music video-making sweatshirt. Now it's coming in a hoodie, which is what I am wearing, a black hoodie.
I'm wearing a white long sleeve.
And to make things even more exciting, matching phone cases and mugs for our Toasty Lights collection. All of our new merch, which we will be showing you all week, so just make sure you're watching on YouTube because you're going to see some fire looks from us. All of our holiday merch is dropping this Friday. So
this Friday,
make
set
sure
your calendars.
To set your calendars. We wanted everyone to be able to get everything in time for the holidays, so there is a good amount of inventory, but a limited stock. So make sure you're just on shopmorningtoast.com Friday. Watch the show. You'll have all the information that you need. And there's tons of new stuff, which we'll be sneak peek in pretty much every day.
Very exciting. Like some super Christmassy holiday stuff. I love this design, because I feel like this font is so Christmassy. Like,
it's so Christmassy. I feel
like I'm the opening title for a Christmas movie.
I literally feel like an elf just like wrote it.
No, I completely agree. And we have some other really fun holiday items, some more like evergreen items if you want to get a gift for your friend. If you want to like really start to feel like the holidays are here, we've talked about cultivating a vibe. You can light a candle, you can play Christmas music, and you can wear toasty holiday merch. There's nothing better.
Absolutely nothing.
And I feel like today, it's also so cold out.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So literally, cold.
If I can't keep up, like, with the climate change changing, no. Like, it's exhausting.
I know. And now that I am so, like, weather dependent because I take Bruno Sweets out, it's just freaking cold out here,
I know.
Man.
And it's, like, having a puppy in the winter is so hard because you really have to stand outside for very long periods
yesterday
of time.
Yesterday was one of those days. And now I'm on earmuff, like, oof. I'm in the earmuff phase of my life.
That's funny. I like, didn't even wear a coat today.
Yeah, I feel like if I didn't have a dog, I'd be like, it's beautiful out.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, coming to work with Theo and coming to work without Theo are two different lifestyles. And, like, as much as I love having him here, just, like, being able to, like, breeze my way through Manhattan and doing whatever I please, it's such a joy. But I do miss Theo, of course.
I miss him so much, and his absence is keenly felt today, but I feel like we should just, you know, make it so good, like, in honor of him.
I feel like we should get into it because we have, like, a very busy day ahead of us.
Okay.
Of toastiness.
We have a very busy day of toastiness. And so without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And that may be true, but I feel like powering my story today, Jackie. Do you?
Always.
Thank God that Vega is one of today's sponsors because they want you to power your story. They have one goal: to help you power your story with premium plant-based nutrition that enables you to feel and perform your best. Learn about how to power your story with Vega at myvega.com/toast. Vega products provide convenience without compromise, so you can always power your story with the plant-based nutrition you need on the go. Learn more at myvega.com/toast. If you're looking to upgrade your daily smoothie or level up your afternoon snack, Vega has you covered, from protein powders to bars made with real plant-based ingredients. Power your story with the number one plant-based protein powder brand in North America, where you can learn more at myvega.com/toast. If you're looking to dial in your nutrition at every stage of your training, the Vega Sport line is made with real plant-based ingredients and offers products for pre, mid, and post-workout. Dial in your nutrition and power your story with Vega Sport. Learn more about how to power your story with Vega at myvega.com/toast. That's myvega.com/toast.
Sign on, power your morning.
So is the first story people's
sexiest man alive?
So I have managed to not find out who it is.
You're lying.
No, I swear, because this morning I was actually thinking, like, last night, like, I know it's coming out soon, but I fell asleep at 10 o'clock. Then when I woke up, I'm like, I'm not going to, like, go on Twitter and I'm not going to look because I want to be surprised and I want to guess.
But you really haven't seen.
Really haven't seen.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I'm thinking.
You get three guesses, no clues.
Three guesses, no clues. Okay. Like, it's hard because no one was, like, a clear, like, star this year because nothing happened. But, like.
That's true.
Someone who's just, like, hot all the time. Like Michael B. Jordan, you know?
That's it.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
No, I'm kidding. I know. I don't know why, like, I thought that was so funny. Was I being, like, a good actress when I was like, Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, no,
you believed me.
I mean, I never would have guessed that you would put on.
You believed me.
100%. Why wouldn't I believe you?
I don't know.
I'm a trusting person.
Well, when I woke up this morning, I actually didn't know yet. I'm like, you know what? It would be funny if, like, I could find out, like, and get, like, a genuine surprise. But then I just got too curious, so I looked on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Curiosity killed the cat, huh?
Curiosity, it truly got the best of me.
It broke her heart. Now all that's left of she.
This is a great choice.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan is people's sexiest man alive for 2020. He said, "The women in my family are proud of this one." So Michael B. Jordan is, by all definitions, like, the sexiest man alive, yeah, period. A lot of times, like, people, you know, takes creative liberties.
Blake Shelton.
They're like, this man's personality is so sexy.
Yeah, no, sometimes there have been many a controversial selects. I think most recently, obviously, Blake Shelton was a curious one.
Last year was John Legend, which was also, like, not the obvious choice. A good one.
Yeah, a good one. But I don't really think of John Legend as, like, super sexy. Like, I think of him as very talented and, like, funny and, like, part of a good marriage.
Right. That's why it was an interesting choice. It wasn't the obvious choice.
No, this is very obvious.
This is very obvious. He is very sexy. He tells people that it's a cool feeling. You know, everybody always made that joke, like, Mike, this is the one thing you're probably never going to get. But it's a good club to be a part of. Who would say that?
No. What assholes are you hanging out with?
Yeah, like, no, like,
It's like very much in the realm of possibility for Michael B. Jordan. No,
it would be more impossible for him to never get this right. than for him to have gotten it.
I think my favorite thing about Michael B. Jordan is that I knew about him before everyone else because like I used to watch Friday Night Lights like when it was on the air and that's where he came from. And a lot of people forget, but I never forgot.
No, I think people remember. And
I don't think so. Okay. I think I'm the only one.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. This is photos, such a big day for me.
The photos are stunning.
Sexy.
Like beautiful, stunning, smart, and incredibly sexy.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So make sure to pick up a copy of People Magazine.
And who are some of the honorable mentions? I saw Dan Levy got one.
Honorable mentions.
Which I think of sexy as hair, sexy as foot.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sexy as nose.
These are just like other sexy people.
Right. But not the sexy man.
No. They're not the sexiest man alive, yeah. but they're sexy men living.
Yeah. Chris breathing live, sexy men. You know, it's like when you, like, those neon
hot
signs.
Men, sexy.
Yeah, you know those neon signs? It was like, nude girls live walking. Like, we should open a club like, sexy, breathing, oxygen men.
And here would be the features. Chris Evans.
Of course.
Dwayne Johnson. He's the former sexiest, and now he's just among the sexy.
He's been demoted. I have to say, like, while Dwayne Johnson, I don't think is my type, like, I'm not into, like, enormous dudes. There's something about him that is very sexy.
No, he is so sexy.
Big
period.
Time.
Period. Period. Paul Mescal from Normal People.
The love of my life. Like, if you haven't seen that show, you guys, and you're looking for some sort of sexual awakening, watch that show because Paul Mescal is everything of the sort. Oh, and we were talking about the girl yesterday.
Yeah, so she got cast. She's in Where the Crawdads Sing, and he's certifiably sexy.
And he was nominated for an Emmy, so I feel like he's having a good year.
For sure. Maluma. Very sexy.
Very sexy.
Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian.
Didn't see it. Don't know who that is.
Chris Rock.
He's sexy.
Paul Rudd. Are people going to move on from this ever?
That was such a great reaction because I love Paul Rudd. Like, I love his movies. He was amazing in Friends. And, like, he is super, super cute.
Mm-hmm. But just, like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Also, Pedro Pascal is from Game of Thrones. Remember, he, spoiler alert, has his face smashed in.
Yes, 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 yes.
John David Washington, who's from Tenet, which was, like, a big movie this year. One of the few that were able to be movies.
Oh, yes. Actually, I was just at dinner with friends, and they were talking about how it was truly one of the worst movies they ever saw and had made no sense, no plot, like, no nothing, yeah.
Brad Pitt, always sexy.
Yeah.
A classic sexy guy.
Never not sexy.
Manny Jacinto from The Good Place.
Okay.
And then those were the 10 extra sexy, the bonus sexy men.
Right.
But do you want to get sexiest foot?
Yeah, like Hold they on. Have such specific categories.
It's yeah, like sexy hair.
Like, and like sexiest clothes.
Yeah,
and
no, like, I agree.
Sexiest That's, late night host on ABC. Like they get really specific.
Yeah, we're going to find out who are the specific sexy people. Yeah, sexiest late night host. That was Cohen 1 year.
No, Andy got sexiest hair.
Oh, nice.
And I think he was really proud of that.
He does have nice hair.
Are you struggling to find the article?
I'm just like, yeah, I want to find the one that's like all the...
Maybe it only comes out in the actual issue. We should pick up a copy.
We should. I'm just going to go to their Sexiest Man Alive tab and like see if it's there. And then if not, I'll move on from all the sexiness.
Because John Mayer should be in there for something.
Whenever I report on this story, I feel like Anna Faris and the House Bunny, so sexy.
Yeah, by the way, also, I can't believe just like, not that I don't have anything bad to say about people's Sexiest Man Alive and they do the most beautiful woman issue. But I do find it hard to believe that this whole saga hasn't been canceled yet. Like, something about it feels wrong.
I
can't put my finger on it, though.
But I do also, like, kind of enjoy it. Like, it's always exciting who's going to be... Like, it still holds some sort of excitement.
Totally. I just feel like that and, like, Maxim Hot 100. Like, I just find that in 2020, like, someone would have found a way to make this controversial. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, pitting women against women and then separating it by gender, like... I just can't believe it's still a thing.
For sure. The specific sexiness it's not out yet.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to pick up a physical copy maybe next time I'm in the airport.
Or maybe tomorrow we'll find out who has the sexiest foot.
Maybe, we'll see. I'm really looking forward to the foot category. It's one of my favorites every year.
Well, congratulations to all of the sexy men. You're so sexy.
So sexy.
So sexy.
Happy for Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, no, this is so deserved. Like, he's so sexy, and...
There was also a few years where they were just, like, rotating the same three guys.
Yeah.
And that was, like, when I feel as though they really could have faded into irrelevancy, but they got with the times and started choosing out of, like, literally just George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Like, that's what they used to do every year.
Yeah. Now and it's I feel like Most Beautiful Woman is always Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, yeah. Even though I think she like literally got it once, but for some reason it's like she's ingrained in my mind as like people always choosing her as the Most Beautiful Woman.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, ready for our next story? It's really always. Some sad news.
Oh no.
Jessie Nelson takes an extended break from Little Mix for, quote, medical reasons. Okay. So to all the Little Mix stands out there, I'm not going to lie. I speak on behalf of all of us. Like, I really didn't see this one coming right now. They're right in the now. Middle of putting out, like, fire singles, lead up to an album. And Jessie is taking a break. In a statement received by the BBC on Tuesday, it was said that, quote, Jessie is having extended time off from Little Mix for private medical reasons. We will not be issuing any further comment currently and ask media to please respect her privacy during this time.
Well, I really, really hope that she's okay and like this truly is just like a medical break. Like people need breaks all the time for
and
medical reasons.
Normalize taking breaks. And we just read a book for the Redheads, The Unraveling of Cassidy Holmes, which is about a girl group and like all of the things that go on behind the scenes. And take a break. If you need a break, yeah. Take a break, please.
But when it comes to like very famous groups, when someone leaves, like people are always doubtful.
Speculation.
And speculation. And I do believe I've said here once or twice, it might have been on the Morning Breath, when I had the esteemed privilege of going to a private Little Mix concert and then like interviewing them afterwards, I really felt like I got their vibe. And the vibe that I got, and I remember saying this, I said, if they ever break up, it'll be because Jessie leaves. Like I just got a vibe that they were like leaving her out and like she was just like different from them. Not saying that that's what this is, but if it is, I just wanted to put it out there that I called it first.
Great. I'm happy for you. Yeah, it's and just, I'm sad it's, for the fans.
It's important to get credit for your predictions.
She also missed out on the girl groups The Search final. They have a show, yes. Little Mix The Search. She missed out on the final episode and their performance at the MTV Europe Music Awards, saying Jessie is unwell and will not be appearing on tonight's final.
Oh, no.
She will also not be hosting or performing at tomorrow's MTV EMAs. I do
have
feel
they
like
been performing without her?
So they performed without her at the EMAs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they performed Sweet Melody. I feel like I'm going to take this at face value and say that this is exactly what's going on, because I feel like if it was something bigger, they would have like come up with a more elaborate statement. You know what I mean? But yeah. Like just being like, it's medical, bug off.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept that.
We'll
and
see.
I'm going to bug off. And Jessie, like if you're listening, I wish you a speedy recovery and
I hope whatever it is that you're going through, like, isn't that serious, because it sounds scary. Like the way that they describe it.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, I agree. I think we should take this at face value and just time will tell if this is really what's going on.
And also, like, I think that in order for our favorite bands to stay our favorite bands, we need to normalize people taking breaks, like actual breaks. Sometimes you just need a pause.
Yeah, of course. But then it's like our trust is betrayed because One Direction says they're going on a brief hiatus and it's been 6 years. Like,
yeah. No, but maybe if like they took the break when they needed to, they wouldn't need 6 years off.
But that's not our fault. We need to normalize music and industry executives letting 17-year-olds go on breaks.
But right, if this is like our first instance of it, of getting the break when the break is needed, we need to show the music executives that we're good with it, that we are happy for them, and that we are fine with breaks if people are coming
back. Yes, but at the end of the day, it's not in our power. It's the music execs. Even that documentary where it was like One Direction was on this nonstop tour, waking up every night in the middle of the night, recording their new album for the next tour, so that by the time this tour is over, they will release the album and then go on another tour and spend 2 weeks at home. Like, that is awful. And that has nothing to do with the fans. Like, that has everything to do with the Simon Cowells of the world who plan these things.
Yeah, but maybe like enough One Directions have broken up that they're like, okay, maybe we'll try it differently this time. If someone needs a break, we will give them a break, because we'd rather have a short-term break than the dissolution of the band.
Of course, maybe that'll work.
Right, you would think these bigwigs
would
learn.
You would think that they would be like not so short-sighted.
Yeah.
But bigwigs, I don't know, maybe their wigs are on too tight because they can't see anything but like the next day. They can't see anything long-term.
Their wigs are on too tight.
They are.
Okay, next story. Claudia's favorite guy, Conan O'Brien, is ending his nightly TBS show in 2021. Only interesting because he's moving. Well, only semi-interesting because he's moving to a weekly variety show on HBO Max.
Oh.
So this is an example of a traditional late night host choosing streaming service over cable late night format, which has always been the dream for people.
Yeah, I do have to say this like is an interesting case study, but not that interesting, because it's not like Conan O'Brien walked away from like a big ass show. Like, he's on TBS and he like got that show as like a favor after that whole Jay Leno thing happened. Like, it's not like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden, like one of the big ones went. Like, Conan is pretty irrelevant, if I'm being honest. So yes, this is a big win for the streaming awards, but I don't know how to say this without being mean, but like, Conan's a loser. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, there's a quote here, and I'm not sure if it's a joke.
Okay.
Because if it's a joke, it's hysterical.
What article? What website?
It's Hollywood Reporter. Apparently, this is what Conan said. In 1993, Johnny Carson gave me the best advice of my career. As soon as possible, get to a streaming platform.
That's funny and obviously not true because there were no streaming platforms in 1993.
Right, but that is so funny.
Wow, Conan's funny.
No, I know. He said, I'm thrilled
Maybe
that
I take it back.
Yeah, he said, I'm thrilled that I get to continue doing whatever the hell it is I do on HBO Max.
We
and
agree.
I look forward to a free subscription.
What I meant is basically that, like, Conan, no matter, like, he's probably, like, a funny guy, 100%, and I didn't mean to, you know, also, knock him. What?
Just this article. He also has a special, like, a traveling special called Conan Without Borders.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Right?
Shit, do we have to get into Conan?
We might have to. And, of course, we are a podcast that supports other podcasts.
Don't get me started. Okay, maybe I take back all the mean things I just said about Conan because that was pretty funny. But all I meant was, like, this isn't that impactful because it's not like the loss of Conan's cable show. It's like, oh, no, like, woo. Like,
spooky.
We're fine. Like,
yeah.
The late night ear, like, category is going to be fine.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. It's not like one of the Jimmys. Or Andy Cohen.
Or even someone with, like, a remotely, like, large audience of devoted fans.
I think he has some fans. But I hear what you're saying. He's not one of, like, the biggest in... But he's pretty big.
No, if any of the Jimmys or Andy Cohen or even, like, Samantha Bee, like, went, like, that would be impressive. No,
I think Samantha Bee is Conan
level. Conan level? Actually, I agree with you. I think they're on the same network. That's why.
Yeah, but, like, James Corden.
Yeah, of course. Stephen Colbert. Well, John Oliver is already on streaming. Well, no, he's on HBO.
Yeah.
Not HBO Max. So, yeah, like, this is, if more people follow him, which I don't know if they will, then it's interesting. But for right now, I don't think it's that big of a deal because I don't know how much, you know, of a future the Conan cable show had, you know?
I don't know. I just.
Oh, my God, your iPad's playing music.
Oh, my God.
Amateur hour.
Hollywood Reporter and their ads coming for me.
It's tough times for everyone. Like, all these websites that I'm on these days, it's like, pop, pop up, pop up, pop up, ads, cars, cars, cars. Chill the fuck out.
I know.
Like, we're all going through tough times. We're all doing branded deals we don't want to be doing, but, like, chill.
But, like, speaking of, do we have an ad?
Oh!
That's a great segue.
At Nuex, our mission is to provide our customers with the highest quality products at a reasonable price. So a bunch of you guys actually always ask me about my CBD experience, and Nuex is one of the brands that I really love because they make the great tasting gummy bears. And I just find CBD, especially in the beginning, like, to be, like, a little intimidating. But when it comes in a gummy bear, it's, like, not that intimidating. Nuex has years of experience in sourcing, manufacturing, and development. Their goal is to make CBD accessible to the masses. They never sacrifice quality, and their products are natural, pure, and tested. The gummies taste great. They have 15 milligrams of broad spectrum CBD per gummy bear. They're vegan and made with all natural flavors. They have no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, THC-free, it's USA-grown hemp, lab-tested, and the best part, it's under $10. Perfect for people who are looking to have a fun way of taking CBD and for someone who maybe prefers a sweeter method of a CBD intake. The price is just $9.99, and the best part is that the gummy bears have a consistent dose every time. So I've taken gummy bears from CBD companies that, like, don't tell you how much is in each gummy bear, just in, like, the whole pack, which is a little freaky, so I didn't really like that. That's why I prefer Nuex. And if you want to visit nu-x.com to purchase some of their great products, and you can use the discount code TOAST for 20% off for a limited time. Nuex also offers an entire collection of on-the-go that offers all products for under a $10 price point, which is perfect for those trying to take CBD for the first time. Again, that's nu-x.com, promo code TOAST for 20% off, but only for a limited time, so make sure you get on that.
Love it. Okay, next story is some biz news. It's been a minute.
Oh my God, thank God I forgot my glasses today, though.
What do you mean?
Biz news, I gotta put my glasses on.
Yeah. Otherwise, how will you read it from my voice?
No, otherwise, like, how will I be able to give good business advice if
That's
I'm not?
That's true.
And maybe I could give good business advice, but who would take it from someone not wearing glasses?
That's true. But I don't know if we'll need your, I guess we'll need some advice.
Let me hear.
Amazon is opening an online pharmacy, shaking up another industry. To me, I read this and I was like, hallelujah, this is what I need. I think this is just like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. The retail Colossus opened an online pharmacy on Tuesday that allows customers to order medication or prescription refills and have them delivered to their front door in a couple of days. Oh. The potential impact of Amazon's arrival in the pharmaceutical space rippled through that sector immediately. The stocks of CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid all tumbled on Tuesday.
Sad.
Those big chains rely on their pharmacies for a steady flow of shoppers who may also grab a snack or shampoo or groceries on the way out. All have upped online services and touted their abilities to deliver prescriptions and other goods as the pandemic has pushed more consumers to stay at home. But Amazon has mastered these things, and its online store is infinitely larger with millions of loyal shoppers already buying books, TVs, Claudia's book, and just about anything else.
Yeah, girlsnojob.com/book. You can get my book on Amazon. Okay, now I have a probably like a controversial opinion on just like the Amazon takeover.
Okay.
Because I'm a consumer at heart. You know, I buy things all the time, pretty much every day. And I buy things from stores, brick and mortar. I buy things from Amazon. And the experience of buying something on Amazon is just so superior in every way. Price, user experience, speed,
like
efficiency.
Like two-step checkout. Remembers it's, where you, like what your last address was. You have all of your, like they just, you don't have
so
to.
It's so easy. Yeah. So as much as everyone's like, oh, Amazon's taking over the brick and mortar, mom and pop. And it is sad. It is. As a consumer, like, I want the best possible experience. So the fact that Amazon is now my prime user for deliveries, for electronics, and now maybe pharmacies, like, I really can't be mad. Like, it's fabulous.
No.
Selfishly.
Competition benefits the consumer.
Yeah.
And I agree, especially for the pharmacy. Like, I find calling in my prescription, getting to the pharmacy in the time before they, like, unpack my prescription to be, like, extremely like stressful for me. Like I dread having to call in my prescriptions.
No, and you, by the way, try calling your pharmacy and then getting to the actual pharmacist. Like, it's just a machine, and then maybe you get a customer service representative who's not a part of the pharmacy, and then the pharmacy hours are so specific, even though the place is open 24 hours. Like, right.
And they do say that I could have my prescriptions delivered, and that there's like a place that delivers prescriptions. I have yet to encounter this in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know a few days before I need a prescription refilled, and that's how long Amazon takes to get to me.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I'm so here for this.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a really difficult year for small businesses, so I feel like this is, like, another blow to small businesses because, yes, there are CVSs and Walgreens that'll survive, but yeah, there are a lot of, like, general stores and small pharmacies that are mom and pop and, like, small businesses, and that sucks because Amazon has already been so destructive towards small businesses, and given what's been going on this year, like, that sucks. But as the consumer at heart, like, I ain't mad, like, yeah, that Amazon's just taking over, like, every sector. I'm going to go out on a limb. Like, I fucking love Amazon. Like, and I feel like Amazon's the devil to so many people, but I love it. And I love Jeff Bezos. Thank you for making my life so easy and affordable.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. And I think that this one specifically is just...
It's a good thing.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for our fifth and final story?
Always.
Because the first look at Matt James's season of The Bachelor has been revealed.
Yes, as I was watching The Bachelor last night, they kept teasing the teaser. And the teaser
was in Big Sky. Big Sky,
which by
the
way, good.
Which looks good, but it looks like a drama that I want to watch altogether. I'm not watching episodically, especially after I've watched The Bachelorette. Like, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, but I do love me some Ryan Phillippe, so.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Cruel Intentions.
I know.
And then married to Reese Witherspoon and Ava Phillippe's dad. Like, what's not to like?
I don't know.
And, he follows me on Instagram, so really, what's not to like?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, love him.
On Tuesday, ABC dropped the first look at season 25 of The Bachelor, which has Matt James in the driver's seat and his female contestants fawning. The women are literally falling for you, Chris Harrison tells James after a woman is seen tripping while getting out to see the 28-year-old.
That is you, like, oh my falling.
God, that's me hitting myself
that's so
in
embarrassing.
The head. I was so excited when I saw, like, Matt James in his suit, like, turning. He's
very tall.
We just reported that they already started filming, but, like, they already started filming.
No, and it's, and like, there's footage.
There's visuals on my TV screen.
Yeah, I was actually shocked at, like, the speed in which we got a trailer.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. Yeah. I think it's going to be really great.
Well, what I thought was most interesting about the trailer is where they were. They appear to be standing in front of some sort of mansion-looking, maybe almost a hotel. Like, it was beautiful, and it wasn't La Quinta.
No, but was it Nema Colin?
I don't know.
I think, yeah, it's been confirmed pretty much that they're at Nema Colin, and it does look like a mansion-looking hotel.
It was beautiful.
And it's like Farm Chemin vibes. It's going to be like a whole new scene, and I'm so excited to, like, have a change of scenery.
Also, speaking of a little bachelor tea, people are... And by people, I mean Des Moines Instagram account, saying that Kelly and Peter are, like, fully engaged.
Love to see it. Congratulations, mazel tov to the two of you. Like, what an incredibly strange journey. That is hysterical and ultimately beautiful.
So, yeah, because I actually really like them as a couple. I just think the way in which he, like, chose two different girls, neither of which were Kelly, like, was weird. And I didn't like the way that they came together. But if they had just won The Bachelorette together, like, I would have loved them.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it's sometimes it's an imperfect thing, and you it, like, sometimes it's messy, but if they found each other at the end of it, and the fact that they had met before the season, they went to that wedding.
Right, four seasons.
So I think that this is so sweet. I think that they've been really cute, and I think Kelly is, like,
and they've one been low key.
Kelly's probably one of the, like, smartest with it people that's ever been on the show. So whatever Kelly wants, Kelly gets.
Okay, let's dive into our TV recap segment, which last night was The Bachelorette. Very standard episode. Not that much happened. But I did come to a few conclusions.
Okay.
The first conclusion that I came to is there's always two different types of bachelorettes. Bachelorettes that listen to the producers and bachelorettes that don't. And I've gathered that Tayshia is the bachelorette who listens to the producers. I felt that way about JoJo Fletcher. I thought Rachel Lindsay did not listen to the producers. I thought Caitlin Bristow did not listen to the producers. And what I mean by that is, like, this whole Ed versus Chasen thing, like, is so stupid. Like, loser on loser crime. Like, I liked Ed for just calling Chasen out because Chasen is such a loser.
Yeah, I actually liked Ed. Usually it's like, if you step in it, regardless of what side you're on, like, I'm done with both of you. Like, if you're taking up your time to talk about drama. But then, like, what Ed was saying about Chasen, like, so specifically,
using
the
same adjectives to describe Claire and Tayshia,
which is, like, a pretty legitimate thing to say. Plus, he was like, he's here for Instagram followers, and he was just, like, really going in hard on him. And I was like, yeah, I see. Yeah.
No, by the way, I was totally with Ed, but, like, he did not let it go. And then he's, like, such a baby telling Tayshia that Chasen got aggressive with him. Like, he was just standing up. Like, he lost me at the end, but at first I was, like, living for him coming for Chasen because Chasen is so thirsty. And Chasen's TikToks have been coming up all over my
for you
page.
I saw one last
night. Awful.
And I can't unsee it.
They're so aggressive. So it was loser on loser crime, and I don't feel like Tayshia really has a connection with either of them, but she ended up keeping not one, but both of them. And to me, that's just the producers telling Tayshia what to do. Like, she doesn't really care about these dudes, but let's keep them around for the drama. Whereas I feel like a Rachel Lindsay or a Caitlin, like, has absolutely no time for guys like that. And even though the producers wanted them to stay, like, they would have sent both of them home so we could, like, start fresh and not go into next week now talking about Chasen and Ed. Like, it's so stupid. It's not even, like, an interesting conversation that they're having.
It's loser on loser crime, and it's not like one of them is a front runner in any way, so we're not actually concerned about Tayshia going home with the wrong guy.
Right. So I felt as though that taught me that Tayshia is listening to producers and just, like, doing what she's supposed to do. And I'm sure after the producers working with Claire, like, Tayshia is a welcomed, refreshing sight for sore eyes.
Yeah.
But that was the first conclusion that I came to. The second conclusion that I came to is that there are so many front runners. Like, I cannot decide who I love more. And I don't think Tayshia can decide either. Because I know they're, like, gearing up for him to be the villain. But I, like, love Noah.
Yeah.
I think he's so cute. And I think if you're cute with a mustache and cute without, like, you're actually, like, a really good looking guy. I wasn't bothered at all that he jumped the fence.
Me neither. No, I think he did a really good job, and the fact that he came on the date midway through and, like, still won the rose, like, he's obviously an impressive guy. I think he is really cute. I don't think he is a front runner because he's just, like, kind of young. And I just feel like he's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many, like, Ben, even though he totally
that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I really did like him the whole episode, but he was just, like, he was too meticulous. Like, you can't plan a group date, like, your 5 minutes. Like, he was being a little too cocky and, like, just sitting around. And I absolutely loved that he didn't get time with Tayshia. Like, even though I like him and he's definitely a front runner, like, I was living for his failure.
Yeah, no, it was funny and it was surprising and really sad. But I do really like him. And I think he's, like, top four.
Yes, I think he's – so I think Noah, while he may not be a winner, I think he's going very far. I think Ben is the same. I think Brendan, who they had the one-on-one, I think there's still, like, a very strong connection between him. I actually think Bennett has, like, potential, even though he hasn't been spending, like, enough time with Tayshia alone. But I think Tayshia, like, likes him.
Yeah, there's always, like, one or two guys who you could tell have, like, a real friendship with the lead.
Yeah.
And they will stay, like, as long as they possibly can before, it she would have to eliminate someone that she loves.
Yeah.
So I think Bennett will be, like, number six to go home.
Yeah, me too. I think that, were you the one who told me that he gives you Jean-Paul Jones vibes?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, and that's, like, obviously Tayshia's type.
Yeah.
And ever since you said that, I, like, can't stop thinking about it. It's so true. Like, she does have a very unique type because Jean-Paul Jones is, like, kind of quirky.
She likes a quirky guy.
And Bennett is definitely quirky. And I just have to say, like, him getting all those answers wrong at the quiz, like, made me like him. Like, I thought it was so funny.
So funny. And he still won.
Yeah, no, he's so cute. And
so she obviously likes him if, like, she was fine with him winning, like...
Yeah, even though he didn't participate in 2 out of the 3.
Yeah, but I mean beignets trump all.
Speaking of not participating, when Chasen and Ed were supposed to fight, and Ed goes over to Chris Harris and says he has, like, dislocated shoulders and can't fight, I actually was glad that they didn't fight, because something about the date was giving me, like, I don't like where this is going vibes.
Same. Like, not only, like, wrestling, it's just so...
barbaric.
But yeah, plus, like, all oiled up, these guys who, like... I just thought it was stupid. It's like, it's 2020. Like,
yeah, and it was already getting, like, aggressive. Like they were fighting way harder than I thought they were going to for guys who didn't have any beef.
Right.
So even though, like, it was fine, I honestly think that it was way better if Ed and Chasen did not fight.
Yeah, because there would have been an injury, and it's so senseless. Like,
I agree. It's so silly.
It's so silly. And I thought it was cool that Noah jumped in. And also, if everyone wanted to be mad at Noah for being on the date, they should be mad at Ed for sitting out. And if Noah wants to come to the group
party, Ed shouldn't be able to
Ed
go.
Ed shouldn't go, because that, like, that's who they should be mad at, not Noah for seeing an opportunity and seizing it.
That is a wonderful call. Like, just brilliant, like, beyond brilliant.
When Ed started to complain about Noah being at the grade,
it's like, your fault, like, bitch. Like,
you look in the mirror.
No, I...
Look.
I started the episode, like, thinking Ed was like...
I actually like him, and he's a friend of Bennett, so...
He lost me.
No, but he didn't lose me completely, but I don't dislike him yet. Like, I think that the guys like him, I think he's a fine guy.
The guys really dislike Noah, like, simply because he has a mustache and he was, like, the first to walk in from that new group of guys.
No, he wasn't the first.
Yeah, he was.
No. The other guy was the first.
Who?
He wasn't really in this episode, but he was the one who, like, got super aggressive in water polo.
Oh.
And then he hurt his mouth.
Was that not Noah?
No. That's Spencer.
Oh, he was, like, relatively irrelevant this episode. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. I just feel like they don't like him, and I don't like their reasons, because he has a mustache. Like, that ain't fair.
Yeah.
That's not a real reason to dislike someone. And now he doesn't even have a mustache.
No, so. And it looks like next week's episode's, like, all about him, like, not being right for her.
Well, he is too young. I know age has no number, but, like, Tayshia keeps saying she wants a boy, not a man. And that means someone older. And that guy, Zach C., who's 36, and he's like, why am I single in 36? Like, I actually really like him.
Yeah, I think he will do well also.
Even though I don't think he's so cute.
Yeah, but again, like, I think Tayshia just her type is just more interest. Like, she's more interested in interesting people.
And she's, like, not shallow.
Which I think makes the season so much more interesting, because it's, like, the people who are, like, the usual classic Bachelor types now, like, Blake Moylan is just fading into the background.
Bye, Blake Moylan. I literally forgot about him. Also, the three men that got sent home, never seen them before in my life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to this man. Like, never heard of him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've been here the whole time?
Yeah.
Crazy. It was pretty much like a boring episode, but...
It was classic Bachelor stuff.
Yeah, but in, you know, all credit to Tayshia, like, it wasn't a 5-hour episode. It was a 2-hour episode.
Yeah, no, it was a sufficient 2-hour episode.
And for that, Tayshia, we're so grateful. And you're doing great. And her looks are excellent.
Oh my God, her looks are excellent.
That green dress that she wore, like long sleeve on the date with Ashley Aya and... Jared.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so cute. And, like, everything she has is just, like, cute.
Yeah. No, and also that, like, jumpsuit she was wearing to the cocktail party.
Shiny.
She just looked amazing. And it's so, like, I really feel like she has chemistry with so many guys. And even if it's, like, not real chemistry, like, she's doing an amazing job of, like, being the Bachelorette. And, like,
I feel like it is real chemistry, though.
Right. I think it is, too. But just say, like, even if, like, whether it is or
isn't.
Let's say
she's pretending.
Like, she's at least giving everyone the time of day and, like, a really a fair shot, as opposed to just, like, judging them based on, like, what she sees and, like, a first impression and then just writing them off completely.
And she's keeping us interested. Like, I have no idea who's going to win.
Yeah.
And I feel like she could go on a one-on-one with some random guy that I literally don't know his name next week, and he's the winner, because she just, like, she's so radiant. Like, she gives, you're right, like, she sees the best in everyone, and everyone is obsessed with her. Shut the fuck up. My God, we're trying to record a podcast.
It's Truckers for Tayshia. They come out every week.
I forgot about that. That's true. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. Truckers for Tayshia. Woo woo!
Choo choo.
So yes, I feel like if you were doing a, what do they call it? ESPN?
Bracket.
ESPN. Who would be your top four?
Ooh, okay. Ben. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember everyone's names.
It's so hard.
Ben, Zach C. I guess that guy, Brendan.
Yeah, who's also divorced.
And Who's like an obvious, I feel like someone that she hasn't like really sparked with yet that we haven't seen. You know, like.
I don't think Noah.
No, I don't think Noah.
You I don't know. I'm so bad at predicting these. Like, if it was me, like, I literally would have predicted Ed. Like, I'm so bad.
Oh, and Ivan.
Oh, yes. He got the rose this week. He's cute.
Yeah, really cute. And I think that.
And but quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll watch that in 6 weeks and see what happens. Now up for Dear Toasters, which is our advice segment. So we do Dear Toasters every Wednesday. And you can always email us, deartoasters@gmail.com. We'll always keep it anonymous if you have anything you want to write in about. Relationship stuff, best friend stuff, wedding stuff, vagina stuff. I don't know. We've gotten some weird shit over the years. And Dear Toasters is brought to you by Stamps.com. This holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. That means that the post office is going to be busy. You don't have time for that. Nobody does. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup to drop it or drop it off. It's that simple. Plus, with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off of every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Don't spend a minute your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With our promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TOAST. That's Stamps.com. Enter TOAST. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Love that.
All right, dear toasters, here we go. Mm-hmm. Dear Claudia and Jackie, thank you for bringing a smile to my face every weekday at approximately 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. My sorority sister, let's call her Maddie, just got engaged and asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. She is such a precious gem of a woman, but here's the thing. Maddie and my boyfriend, Peter, hooked up in college before we dated. Not only that, but she actually peed in his bed. They were so drunk that she peed in his bed twice. She legit peed on my boyfriend. Like a pup on a fire hydrant, marking her territory with actual urine. It still bothers me a little bit, but I know it's completely irrational. It's been years and she's literally marrying someone else, but I can't let it go. I actually have a photo of them making out on my phone to remind me in case my terrible memory fails me and I need to take it out and use it against them one day. They've barely spoken in years and she will likely attend our future wedding one day, but it's so weird to me that he may be going to her wedding because the only tie they have to each other is that they used to hook up. She gave me a plus one, so should I bring him to the wedding anyways or just leave him at home so I take care of my bridesmaid's duties and possibly avoid a weird drunken encounter and a lot of social anxiety. Thanks in advance, day one toaster. This is tough because like part of me thinks you're being irrational, but like I kind of understand. And I don't know, girls, I feel like girls who end up marrying like their college boyfriends, like people do the craziest shit in college. Like, yeah. You all know each other and like it's definitely toxic.
Yeah, no, I think that I don't think there's anything here. Like when you went to college with your friends and you're dating someone from college, like there's going to be stories there. Like everyone made out with everyone. Like you just kissed a lot of frogs. Like yeah. It's just what you did. I don't think like she's literally getting married. You're the only reason that he and she are even connected anymore. Right. If you don't want to bring him, I think that's an overreaction. Like you guys should have a fun night at a wedding together. Like,
right.
Why
don't
not?
Deprive yourself.
I don't, there's nothing that she's said or done that should make you think like she's still like holding a torch for him.
No, I mean, she's literally getting married.
Right, or vice versa. Like, I just, if you want to date someone that you went to college with, like you have to accept all of that baggage, yeah. Whether it be like from your friends. And that's a tough pill to swallow.
Very.
And I'm not saying that I would be able to do it, but that's just.
You've made your bed. Now you got to pee in it.
Yeah, okay? That's just the price to pay if you want to date someone you went to college with.
Yeah, and Jackie's right. Like, this girl has done nothing. Like, just bring your boyfriend. It's fine. Like,
and she's your friend.
And like, just drink a lot. Like, it'll be a fun wedding with all your college friends. Like, you don't want your boyfriend to miss out on that.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
Bring I think him. You've got to put it in the past.
Me too. Put it to bed.
Otherwise, it's just going to continually consume you. And it's like, if there's nothing there, it's eating at you for no reason. Like,
right. That's one of those things where it's like your anxiety gets the best of you. And even though there's like no good reason for it, like it can ruin parts of your life. Like you got to get over it.
Stressing over nothing. Like if there were things that you had seen that just kicked your intuition into high gear, being like there's something between them. But there's nothing like that. It's just the fact that like she hooked up with him and peed in his bed twice. Like I think
Yeah, I think he's seen what he wants to see, and he wants to be with you, not the girl who peed in his bed.
Twice.
Okay, next up. Hey, Jackie and Claudia. Recently, my fiance's best friend Judas told us he was moving away. On Judas's last week before moving, my fiance tried multiple times to hang out with Judas so he could officially ask him to be his best man. Judas never responded to the texts. Then I received a phone call from Judas. I thought it was weird, but I assumed it was to explain why he's been avoiding my fiance. Judas got right to the point of why he called, to tell me he was in love with me. Bitch, what? I made it very clear that I only have love for my fiance and nobody else. He was adamant on spilling his feelings and said he just had to tell me before he moved tomorrow. He talked about keeping this conversation between us. In a panic, I lied and said I wouldn't tell my fiance. We awkwardly hung up and I burst into tears. This like shit never happens to me. Like, why don't people call me and tell me that they love me? The worst part was having to tell my fiance. All in all, my fiance deserves a purple heart for the way he handled this. We decided to not reach out to Judas since he was moving the next day. We wanted him to just leave and then we could figure it out from there. 2 months later, Judas hasn't reached out to us. My question is, should we just let this one go? Are we letting him off easy? I'm pissed that Judas dropped this bombshell and then went on his merry fucking way while the rest of us are just picking up the rubble. Sincerely, the horror story version of Love Actually. I don't know. Seems like he did you a favor. Like, okay, he had these feelings which were inappropriate but not his fault, and then he ghosted you. Like, great, and now you and your husband have a great relationship. Like, you were honest with him, your husband, like, it seems like you guys are on the same team, and then Judas just made himself disappear. Like,
yeah, at least bye. He's not, what do you want him to be calling you up every day checking in to see if you changed your mind? Like, he had to unburden himself. Like, you got to hear that someone's in love with you. Like, how fabulous for you. Now your husband, your fiance's probably like on his toes a little bit, like, oh, she could always go for Judas. Like,
no, and it's like, I'm marrying like this hot thing like that everyone wants.
This is a win-win-win
100%, except for Judas, of course,
but he moved and he's gonna start a new life for himself.
Do you think he moved because of this?
Maybe he couldn't handle it, but yeah. Then look, he took himself out of the equation, like, very selfless.
And I think he handled this perfectly.
I think so too, and I think that you could say maybe he shouldn't have told you, but I'm sure, like, one, he needed to get it off his chest, and two, on the small chance that you felt the same way, he would never know if he never said it. Unfortunately, you don't feel the same way, but you have to say it.
You gotta take risks.
At
the end of the day, this is like that episode of Friends where Rachel wants to tell Ross that she's in love with him, and everyone's like, don't do it, and she's like, why? Because at the end of the day, like, it's always nice to be, like, told that someone is in love with you, and it's like, right. I would just take the compliment, girlfriend, and then go back to, like, you and your husband's, like, what seems to be a perfectly happy life together.
100%.
This doesn't sound like you need advice at all. Sounds like you're bragging. Like, this sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you. Like, you have an amazing husband.
You're so loved.
Who's so brave and, like, handled this awkward situation, and then you found out, like, some other, like, probably good-looking guy's in love with you. Like, this is fucking
so much so that he had to leave town.
Yeah, so much so that you had to write into a podcast to brag about it. Like, honestly, I don't Hurtful. See the problem. I don't see the problem here. All right, our third and final one. Hi, Claudia and Jackie. First off, I love you guys so much and want to say thank you for getting me through quarantine.
Oh my God, you're welcome. We love you too so much.
Now for the important part. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 3 years now, and I'm fairly certain that he's the one. We talk about our future together all the time, and though we have issues like any other couple, I think we are a good match. Here's where things get interesting. I had a psychic reading done. I can't take people seriously. I had a psychic reading done once. Done recently at my sister's bachelorette party. Everything she said was so on point for me without giving me any hints or information about myself. She pulled a card for me that said I was going to marry the man of my dreams and we would be so madly in love with each other and happy. I asked whether or not this man of my dreams was already in my life and she said no. I know this is crazy. This is crazy. And most people think psychics are bullshit, but I can't stop thinking about this. It would be insane to break up with someone over something a random psychic said, but am I going to live the rest of my life wondering whether or not the man of my dreams is still out there? Help, a psyched out toaster.
Okay, like, I understand why you might want to take this psychic's advice to heart, and I think that you should, but if you break up with your boyfriend to go meet the man of your dreams, like, you're making, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, you're doing it because she said, like, her, it comes true because she told you to do it. Like, she put this in your head.
Yeah.
And so you're going to go and make it happen.
Right, and then it's like this next guy who could be terrible, but you're like, he's the man of my dreams.
Yeah, but like, he, it's just, it's the definition, you're making it come true because it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that you should continue on with your life as planned. You never know what will happen. Like, you could always keep that in the back of your mind, but actually don't even, like, it'll ruin your relationship until you break up with him to go see what's out there, and like, you'll make the psychic's prophecy come true. Just put it away for now. In 10 years, look back and see what happened.
Yeah. Also, to me, there's like two possibilities here. One, you marry this man and then like you always think like, oh, that psychic said I could have met someone else. Or you leave this man and never find anyone and then you think about how a psychic ruined your life. So I would just stick with the man that you have now because there seems to be absolutely no problems here and you're making something out of nothing. Okay?
Yeah. I think that like anytime you get a psychic's advice, like definitely like take it to heart, consider it. But don't like change your life plans based on it if you really like thought something else beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in psychics that much. I think that they're interesting.
Right.
I think there are some people who get like crazy readings that like tell them everything that and it winds up coming true, but it doesn't come true because they made it come true because the psychic told them to. Yeah. Like they just happened to reflect and be like, oh yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
And now we're on a steamboat. So
that is our show. That was Dear Toaster. Thank you guys for writing in. And thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us, Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for the second half of the week. Thank God.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.